Sheffield Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Never know how much I love you, never know how much I care. And when you play that funky music, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. Hi, I'm Kelly Walker and you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hi, my name is Billy Bragg and you're listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM.
Hi, I'm Eddie Grant and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Thank you. Okay, amigos, that was Rainforest album. Quite an old album, actually, because I remember that I saw a movie called Emerald Forest, and there was a couple of tracks from this album that were played on that movie. The movie is really, really, it's based on real life, actually. It's about a company from Canada and the United States who actually go to the Amazon and start cutting the trees down, you know, to make a highway, to make transport of oil and other resources easier, you know. But at the same time, they were displacing the Amazon Indians, you know, the Amazon natives, you know, the people who live there for generation after generation, you know. Then one day technology turns up and tells them to move. They move them. Obviously, the natives will not accept, you know, the idea of moving, because that's where they live, that's where their home is. You know, it's like coming to your house and saying, "No, you have to move right now." You know, and after you've been living there since your great grandma left you the house, left the family the house, and so you've been there forever. So obviously, yeah, the rebellious uprising, you know, had to happen. But in this movie, there's no such thing, you know. It's like the history of a guy, a little boy who was the son of one of the engineers who was working at this site in the Amazon. This little boy just kind of like straight away, you know, went into the jungle and he got lost. And he was kidnapped, you know, by the invisible people, they were called, yeah. These people, you could not find them, and they could hide amongst the bushes, amongst the trees, you know, upstairs, out the trees, you know, everywhere. You could not find them. That's why they were called the invisible people. And the whole story is about his dad going crazy, going back to the city where they were based at, you know, in Brazil, to tell his wife, you know, that the boy was kidnapped, you know, was disappeared. You know, they didn't know he was kidnapped yet. They thought the boy that was just wandering around the jungle, you know, and facing up to all these animals and wildlife. So, yeah, the movie's pretty good. It's called Emerald Forest, and some of this music that I've got on this CD is played on that movie. Meanwhile, in the Gotham City, meanwhile in Sheffield City, we got an announcement to make. You know, again, I want to tell you about this announcement. It's the Sheffield premiere of Meeting Point. It's the documentary screening at the Lascar. It's a 90 minutes long documentary, and it's directed by Roberto Baeza. This Thursday, the 1st, at 6:30, and then afterwards, it will be questions and answers. It's an acclaimed documentary, Meeting Point, by two filmmakers who use actors to reconstruct what their fathers lived through in a torture center under the Pinochet dictatorship 45 years ago. And if you're interested, you want to find out about tickets, you can go to Alborada Films. Yeah, .net/events, alboradafilms.net/events, Alborada. Remember Alborada Films, and then they'll give you the rest of the address. You know, Alborada, Alborada, Alborada Films. Find out more of the tickets and more details about Alborada Films. Alborada Films is run, one of the members, participants, is Paulo Navarrete, who presented a movie called The People from the North. That was the first one, documentary, by the way, sorry. Then Himno, which is about a song that Chilean was written in Chile, and it's gone around the world, and the people united will never be defeated. That was written by one of the folky groups from Chile. And now we got this Mother Country also. He's into that. He's made that one, actually, a documentary, in which he travels to South America with his mom and dad and visit all these places where the torture centers were throughout the Pinochet dictatorship. And, so Alborada Films is where you can find more details about tickets, and also more details about things, work that Alborada Films are producing. So, yeah, the Lascar, this Thursday at Upper 6, okay? The documentary is called Meeting Point. Right, amigos, so after mentioning this, I got Well, not really. I don't have to repeat myself every time, you know, because what they're saying is like the ceasefire in Gaza Strip was supposed to take place, but the Zionists didn't respect that, I've heard news about this guy who is the Israeli ex-minister who admits his name is Yoav Gallant, ex-minister, and he admits we killed our own and then blamed Hamas. Man, that guy is risking his life by actually mentioning this event. The former Israeli defense minister, Yoav Gallant, has admitted to issuing the annual directive on October 7th, 2023, leading Israel forces to kill their own soldiers and civilians rather than let them be taken by Hamas. Can you believe that? You know, it's like, kamikaze, but not themselves. Using the people as, we call it carne de cañón. It's like the people who you send in front. So they get killed first, and then while the enemy is loading again, you get a chance to advance, or something like that. Some tactics, you know, that these warmonger countries, you know, use. And unfortunately, you know, the innocent ones pay. It's like, when they send you to war, who did they send first? You know, just the soldier who just joined. Yeah? So you can weaken the enemy. So when we, the strong ones, you know, come in, you know, we can actually kill them all, you know, execute them all, annihilate every one of them, you know, and we win the war. That's in movies, you know, in films. But unfortunately, Hollywood and all these warmonger countries, you know, they still think that all those things that they make into films can be done in real life. Films are based on real life, you know. But it's like, for example, what do you call it, Sylvester Stallone with the Rambo thing, you know. So the first one, and I went, yeah, all right, okay, you know, he's a guy who's been to the war and he's affected, mentally affected, you know, because that's what happens to you because you see so much disaster and so much pain, so much sadness, you know, that obviously it will affect your brain, you know. So, yeah, and they believe that this movie thing idea can be done in real life, you know, and they carry on with it, and they keep going. Have you noticed, you know, I was talking the other day to a friend of mine, I said to him, are you realizing, you know, that every time the whale is about to finish, it always starts in the United States. When aliens come from up there, from another planet, right? They always land in the United States. You know, everything happens there. As if that was the world, the whole world. Yeah? And, and they always win. They always win. You know, they never lose. You know, they never lose because they are the goodies. Well, inverted commas, the goodies. Yeah, that's what they want to call themselves. We are the goodies. We are going to save the world. You know, yeah, sure. Sure. You know, meanwhile, you know, you let others do the killing. While you support them. Right, amigos, so, yeah, I cannot tell you much about the whole thing because it's been going on for quite a while, and we all know that right now that unless the European continent, you know, and all these countries that call themselves civilized, right, realize, you know, that what is going on doesn't belong in the 21st century, you know, that was a long, 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 long time ago when stuff like is happening in Palestine used to happen, you know, more often. But then people started to realize, you know, with using their brain, in fact, you know, and think, why are we killing each other? Why are we doing this? Why, you know? And while they're asking that question, they're still doing it. And still supporting, you know, saying, you know, because they believe the media. The media tells you, yeah, for example, Israel's got the right to defend itself, right? I would say the same, Russia has got the right to defend itself. right? And Israel itself from having not having NATO bases on their border. You know, who wants the enemy to live outside your door? Do you want your enemy to live outside your door? No, of course not. So you ask your neighbor, say, listen, mate, you know, I don't think it's a good idea to have these guys living next door to us, you know, or just outside the door, you know. And could you please, you know, just say no, you know, sorry, guys, you cannot move. And together we can live together and we carry on living with each other and sharing and, you know, enjoying our lives instead of having the threat, the actual threat of war constantly at our doorstep. Because that's what's going to happen, you know. Because we all know the United States is a warmonger country, you know. They cannot live without a war. They have to live on a war. Because that's their main income, I guess, you know, weapons and stuff. Even though lives are sacrificed, lives are wasted, you know. But the money for them is important because they have to be, oh, yeah, let's make America great again. Yeah. And then a native will say, yeah, okay, when are you going back to Europe? You know, to all these guys who go around saying, let's make America great again. Right. America was great at one point until the colonizers started to arrive. Then things started to go, you know, kind of weird shape, you know, that now they used to be like really nice and round and compact, you know, like a football. Then with the colonizers, you know, they started to take the form and shape of a rugby ball, you know, like it's all like all over the place, you know. And that's what happens. That's what happens when you get colonized, you know, and invaded, in fact, invaded. Because, you know, then you get to the... Have you ever seen Dancing with Wolves? Right. There's a scene there in which this North American colonizer sent by the United States government to the West and talk to this Indian guy and say, right, the United States government has decided to give you some land. You know, and he said, what? The Indian says, well, what do you mean give me some land? I've got some land. This is my land. All of this is my land. Say, no, 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 you don't understand. You know, we're allowing you to have a piece of land. Says, you're allowing me to have my own land, you know, and so on. Anyway, good message there, good message, because until people start to realize, you know, that that is the truth and accept it. Well, you can still live there, no problem. It's no big deal, you know. But accept, you know, what the history is all about, you know. It's like, accept that the history is that the colonizers arrived there, blah, 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 all this stuff. It's like when the Spanish came to South America, Latin America, you know. We recognize, you know, what they did, you know, and they also admitted, you know, oh, yeah, I think we went a bit too far. The Portuguese in Brazil, the Spanish in South America, and so on. So the Dutch were in somewhere in Guyana, the French were in somewhere in Africa, the British were all over the place, right? And they're still there in Benidorm. They haven't moved. Malaga and Benidorm, right? So people are all over the place. There's nothing wrong with that, but please, 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 you know, abide by the rules of the country that actually welcomes you. You know what I mean? Don't go there and try to change everything there, because then you're not going to be welcome. You know, people are going to say, oh, God, my God, you know, Lord, I hate these people. You know, they come here, they think they can own the place, you know. And stop being racist to people when you are in a foreign country. Stop calling them foreigners when you're the foreigner there. You know what I mean? Or when you go in the United States, these people are saying, okay, speak American. Not even English, right? Speak American. This American girl in the street in New York, when she was interviewed by this YouTuber, he said to her, so have you got any British friends? She said, yeah, I've got some friends, but I never understand what they're talking about because they don't speak American. And that's the level of knowledge, you know what I mean? So what do you expect about them respecting and admitting, you know, admitting that history is that way and not that way, you know? Sad, isn't it? Sad, but unfortunately that's what the reality is. And we're not going to change them. unless the technology comes down a little bit, you know, stop influencing people so much, you know, with the technology and all this modern equipment and stuff, which is leaving the humans aside and putting the machine in front, you know, is displacing the human race, you know, and that is the wrong thing. And nothing wrong with technology. Technology has helped a lot, as also it doesn't help a lot. So it's like both ways. You can use it according to what your needs are, you know. Don't misuse it. Don't abuse it. When you abuse it is when you start getting brainwashed, and that is not good. And I think we're all brainwashed, you know, in this world right now. Slowly, things start to get into our heads, and we start to believe in that. We start to believe in all these things that are happening because we can actually see them, you know. And I believe that for example, you know, like I keep saying, that Palestinian people, you know, they're defenseless, you know, they're being massacred and executed and annihilated, you know, by a bunch of assassins, you know, murderers, you know. And I think that the United States go talking about peace in Ukraine and all stuff. Meanwhile, they're bombing the crap out of Yemen. You know what I mean? So who are we? Are we going crazy? I think the whole world's gone crazy, you know. It's like when all people saying, oh, yeah, Barack Obama, you know, president of the United States, oh, all this stuff, you know, beautiful, great. While he was in power, he bombed 9 countries and he carried on with the wars, and et cetera. So there you are. You get an idea of what is going on. And I think you already know, but you can't be bothered to actually study it into more details, which I don't blame you, because obviously, you know, you on your own or a group of people, a bunch of guys who are protesting and marching in the streets, they're not going to change much, you know, but at least you're going to let the authorities know that you're not happy with it, you know? That is the purpose of it, you know? And the purpose is to let them know. We, the people, are not happy with you, of your system, your program, your ideas. Right? Don't expect that things are going to change, boom, just like that, because they're not. But let them know. You know, when you have signatures to put Netanyahu in prison, sign it. It might not happen, it might happen. But at least they know that you are unhappy with that situation, that you're happy with this system, we are happy with all this. And mind you, you know, in the next elections, I think everybody's going to abstain, you know, because it's nobody you can believe in, you know. I believe in Green, you know, even though Green Party are not going to be in the government or anything, but Green Party meaning that we're going to have to... struggling and work together to save the environment, you know, because we care about these generations that are coming after us. You know, the people who are in power right now, they don't at all, you know. They don't care who they kill, they don't care who dies, you know. They don't care, no, they don't. You see, a little country like Cuba, for example, an island in the Caribbean, you know, he sends people, doctors and teachers to third world countries to teach them about hygiene, about medicine, about education, about all these things. Doctors and medicine. What do the capitalist countries, the big capitalist countries do? They send weapons. Yeah. That's not going to solve the problem. That's going to make it worse. Do you remember Libya when it used to be Libya as it was Libya? I had lots of friends in the 80s, you know, that came from Libya. And the Gaddafi, you know, Gaddafi sent them over here with grants, you know, scholarships to study engineering, studying technology, studying all these different things, because Sheffield is one of the top universities in those times. And I met them playing football in Ancliffe Park. And we would sit after the match, you know, and we'd ask each other, so what are you doing here? Why? What brought you to England? So on. And I found out that Gaddafi was giving these people grants to go and study. Some of the people went to Russia. Some of the people went to Spain. Some of the people went to all around the world, sending young people of there. As soon as they finish their studies, they will go back to Libya and get jobs. Jobs. Unemployment was minimum. Zero almost, you know, when Gaddafi was there. If you were at the age of getting married, you could get married and the government will give you £20,000 to start with. Yeah, to buy your own house. They'll give you a house, a free electricity, free water, everything, because Libya was a rich country and it was well run, well organized and everything. And that would have been an example to the rest of the world on how to run a country, which meant no exploitation, no fraud, nothing like that. So what happened? They get rid of him because he wanted to start a currency in Africa, you know, to opposing the dollar. You know, we don't need the dollar anymore. We're going to have our own currency. And so on, and on, so on, on and on and on and on. Our president, socialist president, his ideology, his plan, his project, his manifesto was fantastic. But it was getting to expand in South America. And some countries were having the idea of, oh, yeah, that's cool, you know, blah, blah, blah. What happens? They got rid of him. And so on. I could talk to you for the rest of the program, but I'm not going to because I've got some music to play for you. So anyway, my friends, I love you guys. And stay with me on 93.2 FM Latino Dimes until 7 o'clock.
Mankind change is the only solution to solve the problems of the world. We need a spiritual revolution. Conscious guidance based on inner will. Pure, not influenced by politics or a mission to kill. Scan the invisible seed of purity, goodness, the high grey wheel of natural and supernatural power. It's not in the second, the minute, or the hour, but existing life. Before, here, and after, life is of living with unity and laughter. Because humans are slaves of their own egotism, insecure, lonely, and deprived of real vision of the relaxed life, of harmony, of unity. One community, instead a world of division and a world full of hatred, one nuclear explosion and the planet gets fated. So we need to wake up and eradicate greed. Join resources together and partake of the weed. Because working just to pay tax, to pay for the weapons, the bombs, and the oil. When all that's really needed is one seat on the soil. The seat of equality, of justice and peace. Because with global awareness, then life is a breeze, so the next generation can forget about violence. No threats of war now, the streets they are silent, except for the music, the birds and the laughter. Because human with a spirit live on ever after. From the very beginning, we all talk to the drum, and this is the vision of the world to come, to come.
Pasé por tu rancho muy cerca de la madrugada, machadito con aloja, le cantaron Navidad. Anoche antes de dormirme debajo un cielo nublado, a pensar en tus ojitos y todo el cielo estrellaba. Checa y manta de donde soy, me he traído esta chacarera, bailarla alguna vez, pero no una vez cualquiera. Ring. Andrés, ¿para qué quiero vivir con el corazón deshecho? ¿Para qué quiero la vida después de lo que me has hecho? Di mi corazón, vos el tuyo me entregaste, con engaños hacia el mío, prenda lo despedazaste. Ay, ¿por qué fuiste tan cruel? Si tu cariño esperaba, ¿por qué jugaste conmigo, prenda, si te idolatraba? Ya del mundo olvidé desengaños y amargura, pero lo que vos me hiciste, prenda, de mi alma perdura. Al otro lado del río tengo una chinita, al otro lado del río tengo una chinita, cruzando a los chumucos y a su rancho y llega. Upia y upia guitarrero, no te vayas a machar. Upia y upia guitarrero, que tenemos que bailar. Donde tengo un changuito churito como no hay. Upia y upia guitarrero, no te vayas a machar. Upia y upia guitarrero, que tenemos que bailar. Changuito pelo duro, dulce como el patay. Amalaya, yo tuviera la suerte del gavilán, que se lleva de un bolido lo que no le quieren dar. Amalaya, yo tuviera la suerte que tiene el gallo, que pega la media vuelta y ahí nomás monta caballo. La suerte que tiene el sur y yo la quisiera gozar, tener seis o tener siete, ni aunque tenga que empollar. Chacarera, chacarera, pa' bailar la noche entera, el diablo se lleve juntas a las viejas cuenteras. Changuito, manos teñidas, carita triste, moré, haciendo bombo el cajón, endulza tu larga pena. Te criaste como el ututu entre el monte y el camino, sobre un caballo de palo galopabas tu destino. Destino de niño pobre y de vientos campesinos, changuito de los mandados pa' cuando quiere vecino. Me estoy mirando pasar desde el fondo de los años, yo también lustré zapatos en la plaza de Santiago. Pardo de buena cría, yo tuve un gatito pardo de buena cría, cazando la sur.
Passar só pra me maltratar. Triste. triste é viver na solidão. Pode viver de ilusão, que nunca vai ser, nunca vai dar. Um sonhador tem que acordar. Sua beleza é um avião demais pra um pobre coração, que para pra te ver passar só pra me maltratar. Triste é viver na solidão.
right, so one more time, I want to let you know about this Sheffield Premier Meeting Point, the documentary screening at the Alaska on Shadowell Road. This documentary lasts 90 minutes, and it was made in 2022, and it's directed by Roberto Baeza. This Thursday, 1st of May, up at 6, the Alaska. Be there, because it's a very interesting documentary, very informative, and it's a acclaimed documentary, Meeting Point, Punto de Encuentro, by the way, in Spanish, Punto de Encuentro. Two filmmakers used actors to reconstruct what their fathers lived through in the torture center under the Pinochet dictatorship 45 years ago in Chile. Meeting Point. Okay, don't forget. Now, if you want more details about this, go to alboradafilms.net/events. alboradafilms.net/events. So, amigos, there we are. Thank you very much for listening to the show, and I hope that you're going to join me again next week on Monday, okay? We're going to leave you with a bit of music from the past. This is DJ Ruffy and Sol de Medina.
Victor Flores. DJ Ruffy. Time. El latido de mi corazón, sincopado. Mis mujeres siguen llamando, pero estoy ocupado. Y no entienden que estamos trabajando. Efectuando otro proyecto, realizando. Creen que estoy en vacaciones, más tiempo libre. Pero hay días grises y todo no es tan simple. Siempre quieren decirme lo que tengo que hacer, lo que debo hacer. Pero esto es lo que yo quiero hacer. Y no lo puedes creer. Que esto es parte de mi forma de ser, tan distinta a la que el mundo hay en mi vista. Mientras existan, no se resistan. Mi intención es comunicación. Son mi voz y mi don. Oh, muévete al ritmo de mi ciclón. Con la que está al lado tuyo, si tiene culo como el que intuyo. Mientras yo mis palabras distribuyo, aprovecho mi luz porque afuera está oscuro. Los días se desvanecen como el humo en el aire. Tal vez este sea tu último baile. Bajo la estratosfera, esparzo mi atmósfera. Llámala como quieras, moderna obra. Ando en los mismos lugares donde todos operan. Soy todo lo que está entre la alegría y la pena. Parlante afuera, mis palabras truenan. Y todo queda en los rincones de tu alma. Tómalo con calma, descarguen sus armas. Yo soy el que más tarde canta. No lo entiendo, siempre critican. Y después me imitan. Estoy cansado de todos estos idiotas. Que pura mierda les sale de sus bocas. Yeguas locas, a ustedes les toca estar bajo mis botas. Esto es algo que explota. Y la mayoría cree que se trata de la ropa. Tanta envidia en el recinto. Empecé cuando estaba en quinto básico, idiota. Yo sé que quieres ser algo que no eres. Pero no es mi culpa si el flow no tienes. ¿Entiendes? Esto es algo que solo se siente.
Enfrentando el destino. Es difícil ser tú mismo. Y si lo mío no te parece,
si lo mío no te parece,
no quiero que sean mis jueces.
Solo di Medina, lo puedes creer. Todos esos cuatro chicos deberían besarme los pies. Así que hijo de puta, salte de mi ruta. Que lleva la batuta, tu cabeza hueca, mi mente astuta. Somos muchos con los pies contados, esperando resultados. Siendo catalogados, envueltos, empaquetados. Muchas veces no fui entendido, por eso te digo. No sé si me explico, trato de llenar de música el espacio que tú y yo compartimos. Dividimos como el tiempo, cada cosa su momento. En efecto, todo lo que sube tiene que bajar, pero en música no va a parar como las olas en el mar. Sube la marea con la luna llena. Mi cuerpo es agua y lo guían las estrellas. Y hay problemas cuando alguien habla mal de mis amigos. Eres muy poca cosa para preocuparme de ti. Tengo asuntos que hacer, camino que recorrer, negocios que atender. Hazte un lado, espera crecer, dejando entrar los tipulados en mi contrato.
Okay, amigos, now the message that I always finish with. Join me again. And I'll see you Thursday the 1st at Upper 6 at the Lesca. Please be there. And we can have a drink and we can talk about things. Okay, amigos. Take care. I love you. Love one another and free Palestine.
Llamando, mi corazón sigue penando.
Y aquí estoy yo,
el desahogo buscando. Mami, vuelve a mí.